Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hello, everybody. It's Robin Tate here, and it's Overseas Connection podcast for September the 2nd, 2018. This is episode 419 of this wonderful video game podcast. It's called the Overseas Connection because we live overseas to each other and around the world and things and stuff. Some of us wear lipstick. Some of us don't. Some of us wear lipstick on every single day of the week, and some of us are girls. Hello, Mark. How you doing? And
hello.
Kim and Nicole, good evening. Good afternoon to you. Oh, well, it's full house tonight. Girls and boys, the boys in jolly old Blighty, and the girls way over there. Way over there. How's it going with you?
Way over there.
How's it going? Are you well? Anybody?
Okay, big response, eh?
Yeah,
well,
so,
he's not directing the question.
No, he isn't. You are quite right, Nicole. The host last week did a better job. No, I'm serious. Nicole hosted. She directed the questions.
When you ask a crowd of people, well, are you doing well? You don't actually have to say, Nicole. And maybe I have to do it here. But, Nicole, are you doing well?
I'm fabulous.
Fantastic. That's really good.
It is.
Kim.
Mm-hmm.
Are you doing well?
Yes,
good.
Yes,
excellent.
I'm fine.
So, look, we generally try to broadcast every week on a Sunday, going out at 9 o'clock in the UK, 1 p.m. on the West Coast, 4 p.m. on the East Coast on Twitch. And you'll get us at twitch.tv/OC podcast and mixer.com/OC podcast. Of course, we've already been around the houses. We've got Mark. He's spinning the discs. Thank you. He's got his tweaky headphones on once again. It's lovely to see it. Kim is looking sparkly and fantastic and red top and shiny red lips. And Nicole has the cerise lips on tonight and the lilac top. It is absolutely fantastic. It is wonderful.
Like a faded aubergine.
Yeah, aubergine. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so look, I've been away for a while. It's nice to be back. And lots of stuff has been happening. People have been having birthdays. Mike Chin is when? Tomorrow. Tomorrow. Mike Chin is going to be 40 years old tomorrow. Our old buddy Richard Primrose, he's on the 4th. Kevin Hayward, he's on the 7th. So happy birthday, guys. Congratulations to you getting old and 40. And I was waiting for something. But
all right. Do you want a birthday song for him?
Well, we'll do that at the end, I suppose.
All right.
And over the last couple of weeks and in the last few days, we've had two very important weddings. Mm-hmm. John Wilson got married to Tess. Congratulations. They're out in Mexico, I believe.
Just got back, haven't they?
Are they just back from Mexico? They got married. Congratulations. They had their wedding reception in the same place as Mike Chin and Tahara, who just got married over the last few days. So congratulations, guys. I don't know Tess, John, but she seems lovely, and you've always said you look like you were batting well above your weight. So congratulations to you. And Mike and Tahara, just lovely, and congratulations, guys. So, yeah, birthdays and weddings. Fantastic. Yeah, so Greg's away off doing Greg things. What does Greg do when he's not here? Does anybody know?
He drinks.
He drinks a lot of wine.
Yeah.
Drinks a lot of wine and shops for tank tops. And he gets up really, really early in the morning to go to the gym. I mean, that's like super ridiculous time. So what does he do with the rest of his day? Is he a lady of leisure all the time? I don't know. I mean, he drinks cocktails. He fiddles around in the garden. He makes pawns. He gets builders in and spends thousands of pounds on their work and then decides to dig it all up a few weeks later.
Yeah,
do you know what? I wish I had a life like Greg DeLacy. Okay, so what have you been up to in the last week? You were hosting on the show last, Nicole, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. I got caught up this week just after coming back from holidays. I enjoyed the show. It was good. You had technical difficulties, but I didn't. The show didn't really come across that way.
I did not have technical difficulties. Let's get that clear. That's all Greg.
I'm sure our Greg. Yeah.
Yeah, that's all Greg, not me.
What have you been up to? You were saying that you were crazy busy with school and all other stuff and absolutely exhausted and going to bed at like 4 in the afternoon, that sort of stuff.
No, you know? I would take a nap for sure.
And well,
we had half day Friday, so the kids got out at 11, and I had to stay at work till my regular hours 3. So I worked in the front office, all some stuff and put some stuff away, and then this weekend I've wallpapered a wall, and Monday's a bank holiday. It's Labor Day here.
Oh, okay, right, cool. Have you found any more kids in the bathroom, like lying around the floor and peeing up the walls and stuff like that there, no?
No, thank God. That was just gross. And even there's so much grossness there.
Oh, yeah. I remember being at one of the events at my kids' primary school and going in and seeing two wee lads standing there peeing up the wall. It was just terrible to see how high they could get. I flipping hit the roof. It was unbelievable. little kids.
Join them?
I hit the roof. Little kids. little kids are going to do little dirty things. It's amazing how they survive. But maybe that's all part of it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anything else weird or wonderful? No more freezer removables or fridge movables? No. My connection's is really poor tonight. I don't know if it's maybe it's just me. Tell me, because you're coming in quite Skypey every now and again, Nicole. It's maybe just me. Maybe it's my connection tonight. Kim.
I'm too. Yes. So.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm just getting and dropping every 10th word or so. Kim, what about you?
I didn't do much, but I did finally watch Infinity War, so I'm no longer the only person in the world who hasn't seen it yet. So
I'm amazed that you didn't watch that, seeing you're such a Thor fan.
I know, right? I am severely slacking, but I fixed that now. So and Infinity War is good.
You liked it, didn't you?
It was good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I actually bought, there was a pack on an iTunes store this week of all three movies, and I bought them. So I'm just working my way through them again. It's really good. It is good.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You watched it at home, I assume. You went in the theater to watch it.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it was at home. Even you went what? But in the theater, you could have heard a pin drop at the end. It was just like what?
I was bawling at the end. So
really.
I was doing the whole ugly cry thing at the end. So I was not happy. Well, I was happy because it was awesome, but, I was not happy for what happened. I'll just put it that way.
But you do realize that can't happen. It won't happen. Minor characters, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody like that, no. It's not
going to. Right.
They're going to rewrite it. It's going to be like Bobby Ewing in the Shower or whatever. They're going to go back. Again, spoilers for Infinity Wars. They were talking about. What do you call the magician fella?
Doctor Strange. He's got something planned because he looked at all the possibilities.
Yeah, he was talking about time. He was talking about time and stuff. So there'll be some time loop or something weird or wonderful. But it is a good action movie.
It really is.
Yeah, okay. All right, and Mark, what about yourself? What have you been up to?
We went away for last weekend because it was a bank holiday for us in the UK last weekend. So me and Jenny went to a nice hotel in Scarborough. For a couple of nights, I went to see a show on the Saturday night, which was like a musicals. It was a YMCA theatre, so it was like younger kids, sort of like up and coming stage performers. and they did loads of different musical numbers, and it was really, really good, actually. I've not been to something like that for a long time, so it was different, and it was really, really good.
What sort of numbers were they doing?
They did some from Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, Jesus Christ Superstar, Annie. There was just loads and loads. The costumes were fantastic. They did quite a lot of costume changes. The sets were brilliant. Yeah, for a small little like tiny theatre and a little
Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
There were some good tracks in there. Yeah, there were a lot of Pet Shop Boys.
Yeah, I know. But did you want one of those costumes for the, you know, the feathers and all bits of pieces? I can imagine.
It was good.
Very good.
And then the following night.
So you on the following night, what happened?
We went to see Ant-Man and the Wasp because on the Sunday it was quite miserable. It was a bit drizzly and rainy. So we went to see Ant-Man and the Wasp Sunday evening, early evening. And that was really good as well. I really enjoyed that. And the end credits, everyone's got to watch the end credits in Marvel films. So we stayed for them. And it ties into Infinity Wars, what Kim's just watched. So yeah. Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Those stingers.
Yeah. Ant-Man and the Wasp follows on from, obviously, the first movie, but it comes on after Civil War, where the guy who is Ant-Man, I can't remember his bloody name now, but he is under house arrest due to that Sokovia Accord thing, and it just stems from there. It's really funny. A lot of humour in it. But yeah, really good. I highly recommend it.
I haven't seen it. I'll have to get to see it. And you're going away again. I was going to say,
I'm going away tomorrow. I'm going away again tomorrow for 5 days. Just in a nice little country park in Lincolnshire, taking the dogs. So.
Sausages.
Yep.
Proper Lincolnshire sausages. Yeah, that'll be nice to get away because you've had a tough year. So that'll be good. So yeah, that'll be brilliant. Great. I'm just back. We had a great time in Italy. It was a beautiful part of the world. A big family group. It was about, I think it was about 14 or 15 or 16 of us, I'm not sure. And we did all sorts of stuff. So me failing completely at paddleboarding. I think one of the best days that I had is Lake Garda in Italy, and it's about 150 odd kilometers all the way around it. And my son and I and my brother-in-law hired a little Vespa scooters, and we rode all the way around the lake and stopped off at all the little towns and villages, and it was super. And part of the lake that they go through is cut into a cliff, so you drive through the mountain at the water's edge, and you see, best example, beginning of one of the Bond movies, I believe it's Quantum of Solace. They're racing along Italy and along these tunnels that you can see out to the water. Well, that's where they filmed it, around that part of Lake Garda and Lake Como. And I just had to go and do that. And that was just awesome. So I've got a wee video to put together for that. And we had a ball. And of course, as we were in, we flew out of Dublin Airport. And of course, I started, and there was a load of kids with us. So I started the... Yeah, I did. I did, and that was the theme tune of our holiday. And in the last couple of days, we recorded a little thing with nearly everybody in the family taking on a part of the Baby Shark thing. And it's been fun. It's been fun. I get it. It can be annoying, but it's fun. It's been a fun thing for us. Nicole, this morning, I'm starting to do some research on next year and possibly the year after. We're probably doing this split thing next year and maybe back in Italy, and I'm going to have another week somewhere else. But for the year after, Tennessee.
Oh, my God, I love Tennessee.
Yeah, because I heard you recently talked about going to Chattanooga.
Oh, I go to Chattanooga, Nashville. Yeah, I haven't been to Memphis yet, except to drive through really quickly.
Yeah, well, I want to go to see Elvis, but the main thing that I want to go is I want to go to Dollywood.
Oh, I don't blame you. Dollywood's amazing. Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
Awesome. I want to go to the Smoky Mountains and spend some time up in there. I want to go to Dollywood, Memphis.
Rent a cabin. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, so because we have some to Judith, Dollywood, Dolly Parton, don't be so ridiculous. And we were watching some YouTube stuff today. And she's, oh, right, okay. And it's won all these awards, and it looks great, and it's sort of country, and it's, you know, so I think the year after, I think, so I think, not next year, but the year after, we'll do a big trip again. And we're going to go out there. So Smoky Mountains and Elvis Presley and Tennessee. And, I know it's a long way.
That's like a six-hour drive.
Yeah, it's all right.
Okay.
Never mind that. I can build that in.
It might be. It's because it's from this, well, for you, it's from this side over here to this side. Because it's back.
In the little town, it's quite close to Dollywood. Would they have this Pigeon roller Forge. Coaster and Smoky?
Yeah, that's Pigeon mountains? Forge.
Pigeon Forge, and they have this roller coaster like it pulls you up in through the mountains, and you sit in it like a bobsleigh sort of thing. Like, and that looks absolutely awesome.
They have all kinds of stuff. You can go to like Ruby Falls is up that way in Chattanooga, which is a gigantic waterfall in the middle of nowhere, like in a cave, like 2 miles under the earth or something. You can do a lot of the rock climbing stuff, the zip lines that Kim loves so much.
For somebody that's scared of heights,
there's all
kinds of stuff to do. I mean, you will not be bored. That
looks like a good family holiday. And again, it's that thing about, to a lot of people from the UK, America, when you go to America, it's Florida, and not even Florida, it is Orlando. And that's what they know about America. And, you know, being able to travel a bit and get the family out in different places is kind of cool. Yeah.
And that's one of the things is you can have, as an American, you can have all the vacations you could ever want at any time of the year. You can do the winter in the summer and the summer and the winter. It just depends on where you go, because
in America, I do have there's bucket list things I have, and again, I've got a big bucket for America, I'm traveling all over.
Tennessee is beautiful. You won't regret Tennessee at all. Good.
Well, that's it. That's a very loose plan at the moment, but we're going to do that. The last thing I want to mention is I have not had a vape since we went away Thursday, so it's Thursday. Just last Thursday would have been 2 weeks. So, yeah, I haven't had vaped since before I went away. I have to admit tonight is difficult.
Because you're used to doing it. Yeah.
So if you see me popping a piece of gum in my mouth tonight, guys, I'm going to maybe put a bit of gum in my mouth later on just to stop from biting your fucking head off. All right. Okay, look, there's things I want to mention right at the top of the show right now. EGX is coming up very, very, very shortly. It's the end of this month, and that's only 3 odd weeks away. So 3.5 weeks, EGX starts. And last year we did something really cool on the Friday evening, and we went to a place called Mission Burrito down in the center of the city, and they had a nice little upstairs room, and there was about 15 or 16 people arrived, and we had loads of burritos, and we played some Switch, and we had drank far too many margaritas, and I was liquid on my way home. And I thought, well, look, we're going to do something more like this again this year because it was so much fun and there was other people that said they wanted to come. Unfortunately, the little Mission Burrito place that we went to last year, Mission Burrito still is in existence, but they've moved and it's a smaller place now and that one isn't available. And there is another place there called Las Iguanas, and it is in Temple Street in Birmingham, so it's still pretty central. They have I spoke to them today, they have a nice little back room for us. Or not back room, the back end of the restaurant for parties. And
you and your back end.
Yeah. me and my back end. And Las Iguanas. So that's on Friday, the 25th of September. They'll take us in a big group from 8:30 to eat. But I would say if you're there for 8 o'clock in the evening, 8:30 would be absolutely fantastic. I'm going to post up on Facebook. And if you want more information, you can send a tweet to me at Bongo the Sane. But when speaking to the manager today, he was saying, look, if there's going to be a big group, 15 or 20 of you or something like that there, it wouldn't be a bad idea if you just had a look at the menu and if you can farm me in some pre-orders. So if you're thinking about coming, I'll stick up the menu. I'd say from the a la carte. It sounds very fancy. This place is Mexican, Argentinian. Yeah,
it's all South America, isn't it?
Brazilian, yeah. So I'll fit in absolutely perfectly. It's cocktails, beers, and that sort of ethnic food, Latin American flavors. It should be really, really, really good. Mm. And it looks like the sort of place where we can make a wee bit of noise. They're open late. Cocktails, drinks, food. So I would love you to come along for the Friday night before EGX or Friday of EGX day. And please contact any of us at the show. Mark, you're going to be there on Friday evening, right?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Mark will be there, and there'll be a rake of the other people. I mentioned it briefly on Twitter earlier on, and there's already people liking it and retweeting it that were there last year. There were new people came along last year. Darren came along, and there's a few other people came along last year that didn't know and never met any of us before, and they just turned up and had a great night. And we had just a good laugh. Nothing fancy. So beers, cocktails, food. Have a bit of crack. So that's your Friday night date sorted. Mark, are you there on Saturday evening or are you just there Friday?
No, just Friday. Yeah.
Just Friday. I have to get that Midlife Gamer thing. I'm sure they're on the Saturday night as well. So, that's that. There is videos there that Mark has of last year's thing. You know, it was like last year it was so funny. It was like a Nintendo advert for weird, not pretty people. Because we had all the switches out. That's that. So, yes, EGX is only a few weeks away. Looking forward to seeing everybody. But if you can come along on Friday night and have a bit of crack and get a bit liquided with me, I'd be more than happy to buy you a drink or two. Okay, right. Game time.
Today I feel like playing computer games. Today I feel like playing computer games.
All right. So this games and benefits thing, we need to rethink this because this isn't friggin' working.
No.
we're mumbling our way through this every week going, that's what it is. And we're not really doing it. Now, maybe now the weather is starting to turn, we'll get a chance to really pick a game. It's all about the games that you get with your subscriptions. So... and trying to make use of those and get a bit of fun out of them. So, look, we're going to rethink this. So, just your monthly freebies, Kim or Nicole, if you want to swap between you, would you like to rattle through the new ones that are now out for September for all threes or four things?
I'll do these, and then she can do the...
Lovely.
All right, so the games with gold for September... it's Prison Architect, available September 1st through the 30th on Xbox One, and Live Lock, available September 16th through October 15th on the Xbox One. For the 360, please get your paw out of my shirt. Lego Star Wars 3, The Clone Wars, available September 1 through 15th. On the X1 and 360, so obviously backwards compatible. And the Sega Vintage Collection Monster World, available September 16 to 30 on Xbox One and 360.
Brilliant.
Yeah. What do we got?
Alrighty, for your PlayStation Plus for September, we have Destiny 2 for the PlayStation 4. We've got a War 3 Remastered, also for the PS4. Knowledge is Power is a PS Plus bonus and PlayLink. Here They Lie for the PS Plus is a PS Plus bonus with a PSVR compatible. Another World 20th Anniversary Edition for the PlayStation 3, PlayStation 4, and Vita. Cube Director's Cut for the PS3 and PS4, Foul Play for the PS Vita and PS4, and Sparkle 2 for the PS Vita.
Twitch Prime, there's some free games if you got a PC. Twitch Prime, these are for September. There's The Adventure Pals, Guild of Dungeoneering, Gunpoint, The Original Strife, and Pumped BMX Plus.
Cool. There's some good games in amongst all those. Prison Architect's a very, very good game.
Yeah, not played it. I've heard a lot about it. I've heard Chinny obviously say a lot about it. So I think that's going to have to be our choice for Xbox One, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think so. My son, Charlie, has played a lot of time with Prison Architect, but he was, as kids do, trying to find out ways to fudge it, you know, getting extra money and stuff like that there. Destiny 2 on the PS4, that's brilliant.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And God of War 3 remastered, cracking one for PlayStation owners.
Another World, which is very basic, but I finished it. It's a great little platformer. And Cube is good for a few hours of your time as well. So, very, very good. And what's Pompey and my Adventure Pals going down at gunpoint? I don't know about the Twitch stuff this month, but there's maybe some don't know them. So.
What we're going to pick for the PlayStation game for this month?
Well, God, you like to think that anybody that has played Destiny
will have already played
Destiny.
Sarah's not played it yet. She's just put it in the chat.
Okay, well, let Sarah decide. Yeah. We'll dip into it. I haven't played any Destiny 2. Have you guys played any Destiny 2?
Yeah, I've played it on the Xbox.
No. I got kind of burnt out on Destiny. So.
I know it's a silly little game, and sometimes that's the fun things, but another World, it's really old. Cube is a great little game. It reminds me, it's in the style of Portal-esque type thing, and your cubey robot-y thing, and that you decide this isn't working. So those are your games you get. Yeah,
maybe we should just announce free games and just leave the benefits bit out of it.
Moving on. Okay, so what have we got up to? Let's get the big heavy hitters out of the way first, will we? Kim, what did you play over the last week or so?
I haven't played a damn thing. I've been slacking.
Very good. And Nicole, what did you play over the last week?
Kim and I played together. We played.
Oh, very good. Excellent. Excellent. Brilliant stuff.
Big ol' nothing.
Victory achieved.
Right?
Okay.
Welcome
Mark,
to the Nothing Podcast.
You've been doing stuff there. The PUBG again. Yeah. I'm sure you're dipping in and out. Is this the new modes and stuff and the rain?
It's had the recent update with the weather effects and everything. And we've tried out the public test server with the new G-Coins. So you can buy weapon skins now and cosmetic clothing, basic run-of-the-mill stuff, really. It's only cosmetic, so it doesn't affect the gameplay, so I'm not bothered about that. If people want to buy with their real hard-earned money cosmetic shit for their character, then go right ahead. But that doesn't hit the full release until next week. It goes 1.0 next week, and it'll get achievements and everything, so looking forward to that.
Mark, is your dog male or female?
Is male. I think he's having a good old clean of his old testicles the people on stream can't see him. Jenny's just mentioned his testicles were taken out when he was 6 months old, poor lad. So other games are good. A few more levels of DMC.
Devil May Cry.
Yeah, Devil May Cry, the sort of like rebooted version from the guys at the Microsoft studio, what's just been bought on a character. Ninja Theory, that's them. Mm-hmm.
And is that the one that's on the Game Pass, is it?
Don't know. It was on Games with Gold a while ago.
Okay.
It might be on Game Pass, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Just when I thought I'd unlocked all the weapons, I've got another weapon, which is really cool. You know, like, have you seen Dark Void? Have you played Dark Void? With a sort of like glaive, with a like three-bladed thing, what you throw out. One of them now, which is one of the angel-powered weapons. That's really cool. Mm. Very devastating.
It's a hacky-slashy thing, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So I'm just over halfway now.
It is like Bayonetta, yeah. Sort of.
I've not played Bayonetta, but it's that sort of type of game. Yeah, you combo Japanesey hack and slash type thing.
Hey Mark, your mic's too low, according to Sarah.
It's always too low for Sarah. Anyway,
Hello,
I thought I'm
going to
make it louder.
No, you
can't.
I promise. It's fine.
Okay. And Daisy, did you play it on PC, Mark? Or what?
No, Daisy has now come to Xbox Preview.
Ooh.
And
is it almost like?
Well.
Are they too late to the party now, are they?
I had a really bad experience with it. When it first booted up, graphically it seems okay. The frame rate's quite smooth, actually. That quite impressed me initially. But then the game started.
That never sounds good.
No.
You know.
The frame rate on the menu screen was spot on.
No, well, the frame rate in the game is, but I couldn't get to grips with the game at all. There's a lot of running around, a lot of scavenging for shit what doesn't really mean anything, and I couldn't get the inventory system to work at all. I couldn't figure out how to equip anything. I couldn't work out how to... I found a new rucksack instead of this little bloody triangle-shaped piece of cloth you had on your back. And I couldn't figure out how to equip that and use that. And so it was just awful. Absolutely.
So how did you die?
I didn't. I just quit.
It is a zombie survival game, isn't it?
Yeah, I came across some zombies and I managed to get my knife in my hand and I did a bit of hack and slash on their heads and killed a few zombies. The combat was pretty naff. It was hard to see when you're registering hits and stuff. It's just... I don't know, I just didn't get on with it at all. And it's been in beta on the PC for God knows how many years as well, so how they're going to improve it, I don't know. So
it does look... I'm looking at the screen now, and it's starting to look a bit dated there, doesn't it?
Yeah,
I mean, we can't say that PUBG looks fantastic, but it looks better than that.
It looks better than that, and the gameplay, which is key. The gameplay on PUBG is... a million times better than this. I have heard some people saying they're enjoying it. I know Danny Dad again, the old good old Dan Tilson, he's enjoying it, so he's probably got a bit further than me and give it the time, but...
I mean, all those people can't be wrong. I mean, there must be a good game in there.
Yeah, I haven't got the time to invest in it to get to like it because I've got too many games to play. First impressions are a huge factor, and to me, first impressions were delete, so...
Okay. Now, the last one you've been chirping on about is Avon Colony, which is just, again, it did appear on Game Pass.
Yes, it's just coming to Game Pass in September. I've seen this a few times on the Xbox Store, and I've been tempted by it, but never went for it. So it's a bit like a City Skylines type thing, city building, but you're on, obviously, an alien planet. You're colonising it. I've really enjoyed it. I've done the first sort of, like, mission after the tutorial, and it took quite a while. It took me altogether about 3.5 hours. You can speed up the gameplay speed, which I figured out later to sort of get things going faster and build up your resources quicker. But for my first game, I just wanted to play it naturally, and it's quite in depth. It starts off quite basic and it gets really in depth. There's a lot of things it throws at you. There's like icy meteor showers what come down eventually. There's alien spores.
What are the holes?
They're lakes. It's hard to see on that screen, but yeah, they're actually watering them, so they're water sources. You use a water mine thing to drill for the water. There's geological hot spring things what you can build a geothermic power plant on. So, yeah, it's all about managing your power, making sure you've got enough power. Because you have, like, seasons. So in the winter, you lose some power because you lose a lot of your solar power. And if you haven't enough power, a lot of your facilities shut down.
So how is your geothermal knowledge then, Mark? Is it, you know, are you qualified to set up a geothermal power station?
Yeah, I just clicked on it.
Are you doing it without a license?
I just clicked on it and Vemdrome's built it, so yeah. Planning permission already pre-approved, I think. So, yeah.
Ah, good counsel. So you build from scratch. So you start off small and you send out resources, things like...
You start off with like a landing pod and about three or four... little solar things, and that's all you start off with, and you just start adding to that. The first mission, you can go a sandbox, so you can just build away around things, but there's story missions, which is what I've been doing, and it'll give you objectives, and then once you've done that objective, it'll give you another objective, and you've got an ultimate objective at the end of it all to finish for sort of like that campaign for victory. So in that first mission, my main thing to build was an Earth visitor centre thing, whatever it was, I don't know.
So does this get the Kim and Nicole seal of approval? I know that's worth something now. this is a thing, I believe, now. The Kim and Nicole seal of approval.
I mean, I'd try anything,
If you like City Skylines or like what Phil's been playing, like Surviving Mars, you'll enjoy this. If you don't like that sort of game, then this ain't for you. But yeah, it's different. It's interesting. It doesn't throw achievements at you, but some of the achievements are going to take a lot of unlocking. I played the first story on easy at first, and then I replayed it on normal because the achievement only unlocks on normal, and it's only worth 10 Gs, and I wish I hadn't done it now because the difference between easy and normal was quite a lot. The power drop in winter is drastically more on normal than it is on easy. You don't earn as much nanomites, which are the items you use to build stuff. It's like your currency. So when you see the building on the stream, these little drones are building it from these nanomites. So you need, say, for a new habitat where you colonists live, it's like 30 nanomites. So you need to get them. You get them by mining minerals and then having another sort of like refinery, what refines that into nanomites. So, yeah, it's quite in-depth.
Cool. I will give that a whirl, a spin,
yeah,
I think.
Good.
And it's in the Game Pass thing, pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay, well, look, I played a bit, even though I was away. I find it quite hard. I always get set up to play games when I'm away and then play very little. But I did have the Switch with me, and I had bought, before I went away, Guns, Gore & Cannoli 2. The first one was one of my little favourite guilty pleasures. It is a left-to-right platform shooter. It's not a racing game. And you play this little cop guy, sort of on the fair place, yeah, like gangster sort of thing. And you're fighting the Keystone Cops sort of things and other gangsters. Later on, there will be zombies, because there was in the first one. And there's all sorts of, there's bosses and so many weapons, from chainsaws to shotguns and all. And it looks really, really quite simple and basic, but the gameplay is just solid as a rock. It is brilliant. And when you're talking about difficulty levels, normal mode is quite hard. So you find this in the first one, Mark, and some of the boss battles.
Yeah.
It was tough going. And when it gets frantic and you have 30 or 40 of these, either baddies or zombies or the cops coming at you, it gets tough, but it is just great. You know, it's just three things. I was playing away in Joshua, my son was sitting there, and the wee guy came, and he was in the middle of fighting. He was saying, yeah, well, I want to make New York great again. And just, you know, there's topical stuff, sort of topical stuff in there as well. You know, like, you're self-aware. So I would thoroughly recommend Guns, Gore & Cannoli 2. It's available pretty much on everything. So, the Switch version that I'm playing it on is solid. It looks great. I haven't tried it, but seemingly there is. On the first one, there was a local co-op. You could play just a little basic sort of level where you go and just try to kill each other on it. And this one, you looks like you can have a co-op within the game of up to four players. I haven't tried that, and I must with the kids. So, Guns, Gore & Cannoli 2. Recommended. Hellblade. So I'm working my way through Hellblade, and it is. You finished the Hellblade, Mark? Yeah,
I've not started it. Greg has.
Have you touched it?
I've got it.
No, I haven't yet.
Not yet.
It is fab. It is beautiful to look at. The sound is fantastic. We know all this stuff already.
Mm-hmm.
I'm finding the puzzles frustrating and unnecessary. Almost, there's like. you go all these sections, and of course there's three things you have to do in each section, the magic three. And one of the things that you have, puzzle type things that is recurring, is you have to find these shapes. So on a door, a big massive door that you have to push open, there'll be three shapes that you have to go around and find in the area. And there may be things hanging up from the sky or from trees, and you have to line them all up in your sight to make the shape. And there's a, like today, there was like a, if you imagine just a stick with two branches coming out of it, you had to find that shape somewhere in the architecture around the place. And yes, there's little clues where they, and you're getting, when you're getting close to where the thing is, these floating symbols of that shape start to appear in the general vicinity. But it just seems a bit pointless, and it's frustrating. And I think the game is worse for some of the puzzle elements in it, because the gameplay and the sword fighting and shooting, fighting the monsters, where they'll come at you in twos and threes, and there'll be ones with shields that you have to kick first, and that fighting is really, really good. But I think the puzzle thing, I don't know, maybe I'm just thick. We know this.
Well, at least you finally admitted to it.
I'm just thick. Because people have flown through this, and I'm not. I'm looking at where I was. I went to YouTube to try and find a bit of a solution for one little thing that I was frustrated. I was like an hour at it, and I was really getting frustrated at it last night. And as with a lot of these things, they're bloody obvious. Oh, how did I not see that sort of thing? But I mean, some of this stuff is, because she is fighting within her mind and having these thoughts and hearing voices, is this real or is it imagined? So one of the things today was like a maze puzzle where you went through three different areas, but every time you went round it, something was a little bit different. But to find the solution and find the way out of the maze, you had to turn round and go back the other way. And again, it was just this trial and error, and having to work this out. And maybe my mind is just not tuned in for that. I will continue because it is fantastic. It is really, really good. The puzzle thing is just an annoyance. So if you thought the puzzles were annoying in Hellblade, let me know. Maybe it's not just me.
No. Maybe it makes you feel any better. I'm probably going to be in the same boat you are. So I'm kind of the same way when it comes to those things. So don't feel bad.
It is very good. It's very, very good. Very pretty. The other thing that when I came back from Italy, I noticed that my favorite, and I know it's not everybody's favorite, but it's when I started my 360 journey. It's Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 has landed backwards compatible. Modern Warfare 2. Yes. And I spent so many hours. I think I've prestiged in it about five times. Round.
Holy moly.
Yeah, and I'm almost. And that's all I played. When I started my 360, that is it.
I never prestiged in any Call of Duty.
Me neither.
Yeah, well, that's what I played, and I just love it to death. It's fantastic. So I bought it, it was 18 quid, fired up one round of multiplayer. A lot of people still playing it, maybe it's just because it's out now again. And was back on some of those levels, and I will go back to it again. And see, there's some other people mentioning it as well on Twitter and stuff, and on Facebook. So that might be a night if people have it to do a little community night.
I'll play it again.
I sold my disc version. Jason might still have it.
Loved it.
Yeah. Do you know why I'm a dick? I bought it again. I have freaking two copies of the disc here. You asshole. It did recognize that I had it before, and it downloaded my map packs that I'd bought, or the two or three map packs that I bought originally as well. So, yeah, and it's still, is it looking a bit shoddy? Maybe a little, but not that much. It's still very playable. And the other little game that Fraser had completed, which is a little phone game, which is called 10 Million. 100 million, whatever. I don't know. I'm not working out how many zeros it is. It's the sequel to You Must Build a Boat. Okay? And very similar to that, if you remember what it is. So it's vertical in your hand, or portrait, portrait. Yeah. And it's a matching game. So it's match three, match four, whatever it is. But the twist is, at the top of the screen, there's you're a little guy, and you run along the top of the screen, and you'll come across a knight or a ghost or a wizard, and you have to match three swords or match three wands for a magic spell, or get a shield with three shields, or get some other tool. And if you don't match them in time, you get pushed back. And if you get pushed back right off the left of the screen, the game is over. And in this case, what they've done is you're trying to reach that 10 million or 100 million figure, and you get points every time. So as you open chests, you can get extra health, which brings you back over to the right of the screen again. It's very, oh shit, I fucking need a sword. Jesus, what does this guy do? Jesus, I need a spell. Oh, and it's more than a match three. It's an exciting little game. So, yeah, check out I Must Build a Boat, You Must Build a Boat, or 10 million. I'm sure they'll both pop up. So, yeah, I have been playing a bit, even though I've been away, and a nice bit of Hellblade last night. So, yeah, that's what we've been at. Those are the games. Dun-dun-dun-dun. And, Sarah, I like that you love Modern Warfare 2. And I like, Sarah, that you don't have to pay attention to either Kim, Nicole, or myself. But the only one that you need to pay attention to is Mark. Yes, bless him. You keep him right. Okay. It's quiz time.
Ooh, who is saying that? So who said it best?
I can't believe Kim got 2 points last week when I wasn't here.
Damn
not
right.
Fair. Not fair.
Damn straight. Good stuff, Kim. Very impressive.
This is the only reason you are on here today. Gain your 2 points back.
Oh, okay. What do we got this week? Cool.
Fun stuff.
Ooh. Yay.
Oh,
can I cheat?
Type the names in, Aunt Tim, Loser Mark. and then I don't know what we're calling Robin this week. He has to change that for us. So I went way back for these. So remember, they're only worth 1 point.
Do you know what, Mark? Oops. That's what I was trying to type, but I typed it at the top end of the screen.
Really?
Okay, look, there'll be no more mention of Baby Shark here. I'm changing my name.
Oh, God damn it.
Sorry, you said it.
Yes, yeah. You can be doo-doo. You can be doo-doo. You could have left it at the two. That would have been fine.
Oh, dear, I think I randomly called out. I hit my phone there by accident. I think I randomly called the restaurant.
Whoops.
Okay, let's do. You said the best.
All right, do you want to get your D off of your doo doo?
Dirty D.
Alrighty. Okay. So you're gonna tell me who said it best. It's a game of quotes.
Let's go
for 1 point each, A, B, or C, and we'll start with the first quote. Like I said, I went way back for these. Like, super old.
Oh, dear.
So, who said it best? All your base are belong to us.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. That's
I said I went back. Yeah.
You did go back. Holy cow.
It'll be a bonus point if you can tell me what year. All your base
it's
are belong
eight bit
to
thing,
us.
That, it?
Shush, Mark. You can't hear who said it. So, who said it? A, Zero, B, Ziggs, or C, Cats?
Oh, shit.
All your base are belong to us. Who said it best? Zero, A, B is Ziggs, or C is Cats? So, I need your answers in three, two.
I have no idea.
One.
Stop.
Please stop. Okay. So I can tell you that the answers are A and C.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys had absolutely excellent choices. Only two of you got it wrong.
No, it was cats. Oh, I've just looked on the video now.
Zero Wing is the name of the game. Oh. Cats, Commander Cats said it, yeah, though.
Cats is on screen
but
now.
User Mark had a small A. I had a capital A. Does that not make a difference?
It makes a difference. You're like on top of it, and he's just a baby shark. But hey, Kim still gets the point.
No.
Do you know what? In years to come,
you didn't cahoots, you two.
Yeah. Definitely. In 50 years, when the documents are released, we'll find out the truth.
Actually, you want to know something? The only reason I picked it is because his name was Cats. That was it.
Yeah, you're a cat lady.
Yeah.
Commander Cat. All right, quote number two.
Sorry, I'm just going to do the voice for it. You always belong to us. Go on.
Quote number two.
Okay.
Like I said, go. Oh, yeah, so bonus point. Can y'all tell me what year?
1983.
No. Mark?
I said 82.
Okay, no.
No.
Kim? 85?
You were the warmest. 89.
Oh.
Because
I said it with an Irish accent.
That's when they did the little whatever. Hey, can you stop? My dog will not leave
Sarah's
me.
Sarah's singing it now. Do, 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 do.
Nobody's singing anything. Nobody's singing anything. Sarah will not.
Get enough people in the chat saying do, 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 do. I'll play the song.
No.
No.
No, please.
Stream my YouTube video.
So, Kim, if you're listening, we're just going to go on. We'll leave the doodads alone.
Sounds good.
All right. So, number two. Thank you, Mario, but your princess is in another castle. Thank you, Mario, but your princess is in another castle. Who said it best? A, Bowser, B, Yoshi, or C, Toad? A is Bowser, B is Yoshi, and C is Toad. I need your answers. In 3, 2, 1. What the hell is HB?
It's ice cream.
Ice cream.
There.
All right. Wow. That's a variety. We have 1A, 1B, and 1C. And I can tell you that one of you is correct.
Never. Oh, never.
I wonder who it is.
How did you deduce that?
I can tell you it's not Shark Boy.
Mark, it's not you.
No, I'm not, you're doo 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 doo.
Doo
doo. Doo doo. I went for the most obvious because I don't really play the Marios.
Really?
Yeah, yes.
Going for the most obvious in this instance was absolutely the wrong choice.
Oh. I award you no points.
It's C, Toad.
Okay. Yep.
Kim?
What?
Kim?
They've been talking beforehand.
This is getting funny.
Yeah.
All right.
Fixed.
What's the scores? What are the scores?
Well, let us finish the third question and then we get to the scores.
Okay.
All right. So, third quote. I believe love is the only entity that doesn't change over time. I believe love is the only entity that doesn't change over time.
Duke Nukem.
Who said it best? A, Amiel from Dragon Spirit. B, Alistair from Dragon Age. Or C, Albert from Legend of Dragon. So A, Amiel. B, Alistair. Or C, Albert? I need your answers in 3, 2, 1.
I've gone for that one because it's Kim's boyfriend, so...
Yeah, Kim's boyfriend, yeah.
Because his competition is rigged, it's got to be Kim's answer.
Yeah.
No. And I'll tell you, all three of you chose B, and I threw him in there for this very reason right here. You three suck. It's wrong.
I knew it was wrong. I didn't know, but I picked him because...
You can't change your answer.
I didn't. Do, 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 do.
Yes, you did do, do, do it. You had three Bs. So it is C, Albert from Legend of Dragon. And no points for any one of you on that one. Which brings Kim to 12 in first place.
Holy crap. Mark, you're so thick.
Mark is at 8, so that means he's got to get 4 to catch up.
Even when you were being the voice of God, Mark, you came on to do the quiz and you're still behind.
I know.
Yeah, what do you need to do?
This is what happens when you take a week off.
You need to butter up, Nicole.
I love Sarah. The score is that Kim has more points.
Yeah.
You need to butter up. Very good. Well done. Thank you, Nicole, and well done, Kim.
You're welcome.
Fantastic. You're running away with it, but you'll never get the 13. Do you hear me?
I heard you.
You will never get the 13. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I didn't say that. I'm just saying, you will never get the 13. All right, let's get some fucking news.
Here is the fucking news.
All right, Battlefield 5 is coming very, very soon, but not as soon as we thought. It has been slightly delayed. Richard Webster will be a bit miffed. He is in the beta that's coming up. So what they're saying is EA is delaying the release of Battlefield 5 from October the 19th to November the 20th. However, the game's open beta starting on September the 6th or the 4th if you're EA Access or Origin. It still remains, so that's still happening. In a post, Oscar Gabrielson, general manager and developer of EA DICE, said that the delay has been made due to feedback that the team has gathered so far from the closed alpha sessions and from conventions at likes of Gamescom. So, they want to adjust things like gameplay tempo, improving soldier visibility, reducing player friction. So that's, you know what, that's a good thing. If they're taking feedback from the people that are in alpha and testers, good stuff. And you know what the heck, they can adjust their spreadsheets for and take a month to do that. But yeah, very good. I'd rather them delay than not. So
yep.
Yeah, but Rich, yeah, don't worry, it's coming. You'll have fun, I'm sure. You'll tell us all about it next week when you're on the show. To tell us all about that, all at Cubs, you'll have a couple of days over it. So hopefully Rich Webster will be on the show next week. All right, minor thing, and almost a historic thing is happening. So the last major update for the Master Chief Collection is happening. So the Master Chief Collection, it was launched way back in 2014. And what it is a collection of 4 of the Halo games together in one nice little box. And it sounded like it was going to be friggin' fantastic. But 343 just made a bit of a bollocks of the netcode and matchmaking for multiplayer, which is what you mostly do with this thing, was messed up. And it'd been messed up for ages. They have pretty much got it done, and it is it's a fantastic, even if you weren't playing multiplayer, all of those games, all of the different modes, and now with it all being fixed and in there and in Game Pass, it's a fantastic pack of games to play. But that's the very last update now that's going into Game Pass and they're now moving on. So, I'll have dedicated in-house servers and a whole bunch of other bits and pieces. So, yeah, we like Halo game. The multiplayer in it is absolutely brilliant. The fun to play and some of the maps. Well, that's how I first got started to play with you, and Nicole was on the Halo. And some of the, I remember there was one, the shotgun map in the dark or something.
Yeah, that's the one I made.
Yeah, there's so many different things.
It was a lot of fun. It scared the crap out of people. It was so much fun.
Yeah, we had lots of fun. So yeah, that's it. But we'll be in there.
Shotties and swords.
Now, Microsoft also they announced. Halo Infinite, but it hasn't given any more details about that, but we'll hear about it presently. So, okay, I know you guys touched on this a wee bit last week, but now, and I don't know how official it was last week, or this was information that you just gleaned about the Xbox All Access, and what it is, it's like a phone contract for your Xbox, and you pay for it over 2 years. It's now official. This here I've lifted from the Xbox site. And what this is what they're saying. I've highlighted and read a few things that it's a limited time offer available only in the US at a Microsoft store near you while supplies last. So there's no upfront cost, one monthly price for 24 months. Xbox All Access gets you a brand new Xbox One S or an Xbox One X, access to 100 great games through Xbox Game Pass, online multiplayer with Xbox Live Gold. So 100 games, blah, 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 blah. So it's no upfront cost, one set price, 0% interest for 24 months, 24 months of Xbox Game Pass, and 24 months of Xbox Live Gold, and a limited time offer for qualified customers. Okay, so what they're saying is all brand new Xbox One S, 1 terabyte, or Xbox One X consoles, including available console bundles, can be purchased through Xbox All Access. No leasing or renting. You own the console outright. So that's kind of cool. It's the stuff here, the limited time offer thing. I don't understand what that is.
Also, I've heard a lot of people criticise them because, and I know Kim's affected by this, it's got to be at a Microsoft store, and there's only 25 of them across the US.
Yeah.
So that limits a lot of people.
Yeah, but do you need to go into the store?
Yes. Yep. It's not online. You have to go to a store.
Yep.
Yep.
I didn't even know there was such a monster.
Yeah, there's only 25 of them, and you have to go in-store to sign up to it.
That's crap.
Visit your local Microsoft store or Microsoft.com for more information. Well, they're maybe just dipping their toe in the water with this now, but it'll be interesting. You know, it's saying here that Dell Finance are handling that. So if somebody gets one and then decides not to pay, it'll be Dell will be chasing that up and taking the risk of the finance. It'll be interesting to see if it's a high limited time offer. It's testing their foot in the water, I suppose. How would they roll it out otherwise? I suppose you could do it online and they just through the Xbox Microsoft.com and they send you the
Get a phone contract online. You can get it, order a phone today and have it tomorrow on contract. So if you introduce that will be a game changer. There's a lot of positives about this, especially the interest free. So you're not really paying through the nose for it. It's not aimed at taking advantage of those who can't afford it. It's making it more accessible for those who just haven't got the initial outlay. But some of the fanboy stuff you've seen online, it's
ridiculous. You know,
calling it the welfare box now and all that crap. What a load of bullshit. It's just another way of accessing the game, the console. So,
do you know what? An Xbox One an Xbox One X or a PS4 Pro, they're expensive pieces of kit. They are like phones. They're $600 or $600.
I had to wait a year after the X release before I could get mine, and I wanted one day one, but I just simply couldn't afford the initial outlay. If that had been available for me there and then, I'd have jumped at that.
Do you know what? I mean, yeah, I do have a bit of expendable income. But I would do this. 0% interest.
Why wouldn't I do that?
Yep.
And I'm going to own the piece of hardware afterwards. That's sensible on their part because they don't want to pile a second-hand consoles back again. And they know the value of them after a couple of years is very, very low. But again, there's a bit of residual value in it then. You'll get $100 back. Even after that, you know, after you've paid all that, you'll get at least $100 back secondhand somewhere down the line. So I don't see that. And frigate, it's what you do with your phone. You pay it off.
If Sony did something similar for the PS4 Pro, I'd be tempted with that as well, because with having the 4K TV and everything now, it'd be nice to get the Pro, but the amount of times I use it and that, it isn't worth me spending out whatever it is for a Pro now, which is 400 quid.
I think the idea is good. I think that going to the store a bit is the weak part of this here. And fanboys will always be fanboys around consoles and stuff out there. So fuck them.
Yep.
Okay, so yeah, again, the thing, not a lot of other news going on at the moment. If there's anything else you want to mention, tonight would be the time to say it. No. Okay. New releases. I've been talking a bit. So, Kimberly, would you like to talk about new releases?
Sure. Here are your new releases for September 1st through the 7th, and they are Destiny 2 for Sagan for the PS4, Xbox One, and PC on the 4th, Dragon Quest VI, Echoes of an Elusive Age for the PS4 and PC, also on the 4th, Gone Home for the Switch on the 6th, Immortal Unchained for the PS4, Xbox One, and PC on the 7th, NBA 2K19 for the PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC, also on the 7th, NBA Live 19, apparently they're not the same, for the PS4 and Xbox One, also on the 7th. SNK Heroines? Yeah, Heroines for the Tag Team Frenzy, which sounds really bad. Anyway, for the Switch and PS4 on the 7th. Scrolling. We have a big one. Marvel Spider-Man for the Woo! PS4.
I've got that pre-ordered. 7th. Yeah, went to halves with my nephew. Pre-ordered. Can't wait for that. Puddlegate.
Yeah, I might have to get that one. I haven't decided yet because Anthony loves Spider-Man almost as much as Captain America, so I might have to pick that one up at some point. Yo-Kai Watch Blasters, Red Cat Corp, and White Dog Squad for the 3DS on September 7th. And those are your new releases.
Thank you, Kim. Mm-hmm. What do you mean by Puddlegate, Mark? Puddlegate?
Have you not? God.
No, no.
Fanboyism at its best again on the internet. The trailer footage they showed at E3... was all super fancy, beautiful, and lots of puddles on the floor. Well, the release launch trailer, what they've just shown recently, I think it was at Gamescom, there's not as many puddles, and the lighting doesn't look as nice, and the Spider-Man suit doesn't look as shiny, and people say it's been downgraded, that they've overhyped the graphics, and it's not the game it should be. And Insomniac's sort of like responded by saying they've only just removed a few puddles. There are still puddles in the game, and that they haven't dumbed the graphics down. They've just removed the puddles just purely for, I don't know why, I can't remember what they said now.
The weather was better.
They put a tweet out saying that it's nothing to do with performance of the game or the rendering. It's nothing to do with that. It's just what the development team were advised to do by the testers. So.
Please send us your address and we will happily send you a bucket of water, you fucking nerd.
But so it's been nicknamed Puddlegate. But yeah, I can't wait to get up my hands on Spider-Man. It looks so good.
Hmm. Yeah, it does. Yeah, yeah. I'm interested to hear what you mentioned. When is the 7th? 7th is...
Friday, I think, is it?
Friday. Okay, well, I'll maybe get a scrum with it. Okay.
Yeah, I come back Friday afternoon, so yeah, as soon as I get home, I'll be trying that out.
Go. Any early reviews ahead?
No, the reviews are embargoed until the 4th. So the 4th of September, the reviews will be out. So be interesting.
And anything from anyone yet? Like it looks like it's fantastic. I know we've seen it at the shows and stuff.
No, just really by what, good, so. Just what's been seen at Gamescom, really.
Yeah, nothing there yet. Okay, well, on Metacritic, right now, they have In Progress and Unscored.
Right.
Sorry about this. That's August the 2nd. They don't Digital Trends. I've heard of them. AGM. While the story, traversal, and combat in Spider-Man all impressed, its rendition of New York City fell flat. A modern adult take on these characters, so good. First 5 hours. Playing the game, getting experience, opening hours, really new. Ultimately, we're going to be here for a superior Spider-Man game. Playing through the first 2 hours of Marvel Spider-Man reminded me of the first time I played Arkham Asylum or Guardians of the Galaxy in the cinema. Very, very good. So, shaping up to be an exhilarating ride. But not without its problems. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it'll be interesting. Game Informer. My time with the game can be distilled in one short message. Be excited. Be very excited. So, yeah, okay, Game Informer. I'll take their word. Yeah. Excellent. Good stuff. So,
back to Puddlegate. Apparently, Insomniac's reply was, it's just a change in the puddle size. There's no downgrade at all. Puddles being moved have nothing to do with performance. It was an art design usability reason. So, yeah.
There you go. Aesthetic detail. Aesthetic. Okay. Victory achieved. Victory achieved. What the hell's going on? Nobody's finishing games. Yeah. Victory achieved. When you finish a game, you bought the bloody thing.
Some are low, aren't it?
Yeah, could be. Yeah. When you finish a game, and whether it be you bought it or you got it from your Game Pass or whatever it may be, you can win money. And people do. Over the years, we have handed out, goodness me, must have handed out 30 or 40 prize worths of this stuff.
Yeah.
Probably.
It's been going a while now. Shiny started it, and he's been gone God knows how long.
So, it must be. Yeah. I wonder, Mark, we should. One of the things that on that sheet that we should really do is keep a list of all the winners. I'm sure you have that through PayPal or whatever.
Yeah, I've got it on PayPal.
Go back and try and get that. Okay, so as soon as you finish your game, take a picture of yourself with the credits of the game in the background and tweet that off to @OC_podcast with a hashtag victory achieved. And you'll get your moment of fame. We'll retweet it and something sarcastic probably as well. We'll go along with it. And we enter you into... No, never. I would never be responsible for that. And enter in to win $20 or 15 quid for PSN, XBL, or Steam, or Nintendo, Greg. We can do Nintendo. No friendo. I'll have to order those t-shirts for AGX. No friendos. Anyway, and this week, Denik, TQ, Luis Raimondo finish Yakuza 0. Where's Fraser now? Japan. And Caliber and M finished Mass Effect Andromeda and quite enjoyed it.
Japan!
Thank you. He knew it was the B team, but he enjoyed the game anyway. So well done, guys. Congratulations. Get finishing those games.
I don't know why Andromeda gets so much hate. I loved that game. I thought it was really good.
Really good. Yeah. Why was it at the beginning the facial animations didn't match up or something?
A bit of googly eye syndrome, but yeah.
Yeah,
I thought the game was really good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. What's not to like? You know, aliens in a broom cupboard. Fantastic. so congratulations to you for finishing those games. Keep them finishing, please.
Me. Yeah, it's me again.
You all have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. You have a victory's achieved.
Oh, yeah, Robin.
And as an extra special one. Yeah. Well, what I wanted to do was keep one very, very special victory achieved. And that is Gunslinger X1983. He finished the fantastic Dark Souls. And so because it's such a special, special, tough game, I wanted to single him out as a special guy. And he's going to get this victory achieved jingle just for him.
You all have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. You have a victory's achieved.
I think I pulled that one back there.
I put it on the spreadsheet.
Yeah, was that not on? But you did not read those last week. They're not last week's ones,
no. It's been done this week. There was two this week. There was none at all last week.
I got away with it, Mark. Mark, yeah. I got away with
it. Okay, didn't you notice? Yeah. All right, we've made his day. Carry on.
Whoops.
All right, first day back at work tomorrow. I need to go to bed. I haven't been at work in a while. Anyway, so let's get wrapped up and get out of here. So look, the Shatters, guys, if you can have a look at who the Shatters are.
I can do that.
And, so if you want to join them, the Shatters, live, then they give input into the show. You can do that at twitch.tv/OC Podcast or on mixer.com/OC Podcast or on YouTube. Overseas Connection Podcast. We broadcast every week at 9 o'clock in the UK, 1 p.m. in the West Coast, and 4 p.m. in the East Coast. And, yeah, you can join in there. It's good fun. Yeah, and it'd be nice if he's left us a review. I must check the reviews. But, yes, on iTunes, it's great. It helps other people find the show if you leave a review. It refreshes our status. And we have clubs and crap and stuff like that. And if you want to send us an email or a tweet, listen to Nicole, because she does y'all.
You like us, we like you.
Y'all.
See where I'm going with this? Follow us on Twitter @OC_podcast. Check us out on Facebook, fb.ocpod.com, or email us podcast@ocpod.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Good job! Excellent. I love the way you do that live every week. It's absolutely fantastic. Okay, who do we have in the chat?
Quite a few, actually. Well, we've had quite a few anyway. Gunslinger X, 1983. Our CGC, of course. Slow Cool, Simony. Ginge Ninja was in there. Pilch. Ooh. Land Fusion. VNK. And Virgo Pros. Virgo Pros. Sorry about that. Virgo so, yes.
Excellent. Well, thank you for joining into the chat. Okay, Kim, while you're chatting... While you're chatting, yes. And because Nicole has something to say, well, give some shout outs and let's get wrapped up.
All right.
Why don't you also be a piece of paper?
Oh, no.
Anyway, no?
All right. Shout outs. All right. You guys, of course, because it's always fun.
Okay.
I was like coming on here and doing our thing.
I appreciate you.
Well, good. Now quit playing Baby Shark. God damn it. a shout out. Oh, you son of a.
No. You asked for it.
No, we did not ask for it. She said, quit.
Stop. Cease. Desist. You know, I don't know how else to say that. A shout out to our Shatters, even though we just did that. It's because of you guys that we do this thing. And, you know, our listeners and the people that watch us. Because otherwise, like I said, we're just talking to ourselves. And we do that anyway. Other than that, I guess that's about it. So, who's ever next?
It's your choice.
Nicole's dog.
It's me.
How about you, Nicole?
Woof.
Yeah.
She just looked at me like, what the what?
What's going on?
What? All right, I'll go. Okay? Since Misha spoke for me. She said me. Anyway, always a pleasure to torture you guys in a quiz.
Hey, I'm liking it right about now. So.
I bet you are. I do think it's funny, though, because... Anyway, but I do. I enjoy the torture. This has been great. So, thanks for being you guys. Thanks for hosting and co-hosting and spinning the decks. Because honestly, as much as Mark annoys me with his shark doo-doo, he really does a much better job than Greg. But don't tell Greg because he'll fire me. So, because we actually have video and audio and sounds. So, well done. And to our Shatters, always fun to engage with them while we do this because it does really make it a whole lot more interesting while we listen to people prattle. I mean, converse. And to those who listen to us after and on any other device, we appreciate you and have a wonderful rest of your weekend. Mark.
I want to shout out Gunslinger for finishing... the rock hard Dark Souls. He gets an extra special rare achievement sound because that game is tough as nails and I still need to finish that game. Shout out to you guys and shout out to Greg for last week's performance. It was different. Big shout out to Mike and Tahara and John and Tess on their marriage. Hope you have many wonderful happy years to come. I'll let you take us out, Robin.
Yeah. Sarah, you're slurring your typing. It must be the wine. Okay, so just a reminder again, EGX is coming. We want to have burritos and beer and margaritas and cocktails and good fun and good crack and a good laugh. So don't feel shy. Come along on Friday the 21st. For 8 o'clock for eating at 8:30. So you might want a wee snack beforehand, maybe get a burrito. But before you come to get your real burritos, so there'll be a group of us there. We'll be talking games, crack, fun, having a laugh, drinking beers, maybe playing a few games in the back of the restaurant. It's Las Iguanas in Temple Street in Birmingham. And the Friday of EGX. Even if you're not going to EGX, come along and have some food with us and have a bit of a laugh. If it's anything like last year, it's going to be great fun. So what we'll do is we'll stick these details for the menu. If you are going to come along, please have a look-see at the menu and send me what you like. And I can, over the next week or two, get that all organized with the manager. And if you want to come and you're not worried about ordering your food and you don't mind waiting a few minutes in the restaurant, please send me a little tweet at Bongo the Sane, at Bongo the Sane, say, I'm coming to Beers and Burritos and Buddies on Friday the 21st, and I promise that I will get completely rat-assed. Okay? So just a wee at Bongo the Sane, I want to come to Friday night to, so I can give the manager some idea of numbers. So, yeah, great. So, and to all of you guys, thank you very much. Mark, very, very, thank you very much for the hosting and spinning the decks. You're getting very, very good at this now. I have taught you well. And to Kim and Nicole, I hope you have a wonderful week. Mark, have a great time away with your good lady wife. And we will speak to you all through the week. Listeners, thank you very much for listening. Live Shatters, thanks for being there. Have a great, safe, and wonderful gaming week. We will see you all next week again. Goodbye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.